go to God in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the day. And Lord, thank you that you're with us. Open up our hearts, Father, to hear what you'd have us to know, and help us to be the people that you created us to be. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I said that today I would talk about the church. What is the church? And as I mentioned, we get the name church, the English name church, from the Kyrie and Kyrka. But what is it? What is the church? Every time in the New Testament, and church is mentioned many times in the New Testament. But in the New Testament, the word there is ekklesia. And it simply means the gathering. Paul writes to the gathering in Ephesus, to the gathering here, to the gathering there. That's what the church is. We translate it church, but it simply means the gathering. And today we are gathered together in this building. Now, often we think of the building as the church. We call it New Hope Lutheran Church. But the building is not the church. We are the gathering together. We are the church. In the New Testament, the church was never a building, nor was it even a particular place where people met. The church was the gathering of those believers that met together. And in the New Testament, when we hear the word synagogue, well, synagogue comes from two words, sin, S-Y-N, not S-I-N, but S-Y-N, and that simply means together. It's a gathering. We get the synonym, which is a word that is like together with another word. Synagogue and agog or agion meant to bring. And synagogue meant to bring together. It's a gathering. As a matter of fact, in Israel, they never call them synagogues. Synagogue is a Greek word. It's gathering together. In Israel, you know what they call those places where they meet? They call them Beit Knesset. The Beit Knesset. Now, Beit could be pronounced Beth. And we've talked about Bethlehem. What does Bethlehem mean? Say it again. House of bread. And so Beth is the word for house. Yeah, okay, you're close. Lechem would be bread. But thank you for saying it anyway. That's good. Praise the Lord. So the Beit Knesset or the Beth Knesset is the house of the gathering. Knesset means gathering. When you watch the news, you'll hear the word Knesset mentioned on the news. And Knesset is the Israeli House of Parliament. It's where their legislatures meet. It's where they gather together in the Knesset, the gathering. And on the Sabbath, the Jews come to the house of the gathering. The Beit Knesset, the synagogue, the church, the gathering together. In Israel, during the time of Jesus, the synagogue was the place where the people gathered. And a synagogue would never grow bigger than 400 people. When the gathering of the people together got to be 400, they would split into two gatherings. And they would meet two separate places, or at the same place, but at two separate times. Two separate gatherings. They did not have the mega churches that we have today. They wanted everybody to know everyone, and they wanted to be able to minister to everyone. And so they kept their synagogues rather small, 200. Matter of fact, our church, our gathering, we have 158 voting members, and with children and friends of New Hope, we have a synagogue, a gathering together of 200 people. Now, in this gathering together, guess how many rabbis they would have? If you were a synagogue of 400 people, they had 10 rabbis. Yeah, 10. A synagogue of 200 people had 5 rabbis. Now, the rabbis were the teachers and the preachers. We have people doing that job, Kobe and myself, preachers and teachers, Kobe with divorce care, me with grief group, with services on Sunday. But the rabbis were also the teachers of the school system, because their public school was the synagogue. And we have Sunday school teachers, and we have Bible study teachers right here at New Hope. So we're doing just what the ancient synagogues did at Jesus' day. But in Jesus' day, they didn't have a social security system. The social security was done through the synagogue. And a synagogue was responsible for all the people that lived in that area around the synagogue that attended services there. Now, you know, today, we travel a long ways to go to church. And we have lots of different denominations. But in Jesus' day, there was only one denomination. It was Judaism. And the people went to the synagogue that they were closest to, because they could only travel so far on a Sabbath. So they went to the one synagogue that they lived closest to. And the synagogue took care of the needs of the people around them. The Bible said if you have a widow in your congregation that's over the age of 60 and she does not have a family to take care of her, then it was the responsibility of the synagogue to take care of her, to provide for her needs. If there was a poor person in the synagogue and they had a leak in their roof of their house and they needed to fix it and they did not have the means or the funds to fix it, it was the responsibility of the synagogue to fix their member's roof. Now, we do this too. We have a social action committee. We have social funds that we set away. We take 10% of our congregational offerings, and they go to missions, and they also go to social action. And so we help people today too. The churches of our area are assisting the school children in Grantsburg with their weekend backpacks. And we have a member of our church who's in charge of that, of coordinating all of those people, all of the other churches, and working together with us. And we provide, our area churches provide about $12,000 a year for the hungry school children on weekends, for children that would not have food otherwise. So we're doing the social action. But in Jesus' day, they called the synagogue to take care of all the people that went to that synagogue. That was their job. What a blessing. What a blessing they were. That would cause people to come in too. We do that through our church from people that sometimes they've had funds that they've needed to pay bills for electricity or heat or whatever. And our church has at times provided that when the need is there. And praise the Lord. But Jesus said that as we gather together, he said, love one another. Jesus talked about the church as being a body. Now, we all have a body. and all our body does different parts. My mouth is speaking now. My hands, you know, opened up the Bible to read it. And he said, so it is in the church. There are many different gifts that God gives to us in the church. And all of us have gifts. Choir director, choir, bell choir, sound system people, the people who clean the church, Sunday school teachers, the people who put up our Christmas decorations in the park, the people who work on things, the people who built this church, who wired it. All of us have different gifts and talents. I can't do them all. None of us can do them all. But together, as we work together as the body of Christ, teaching, preaching, singing, doing the work in the church, doing the work outside the church, farming, making food, fixing cars so that we can all come together to church. These are gifts that God gave us. And if we do these gifts for the glory of the Lord, then we are working together as his church. And Jesus also said, or actually Paul said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as is the custom of some. The Bible calls us to come together in church, in here, in a gathering together, because we are the church. And the Bible also says in the gospel that Jesus attended synagogue every Sabbath, as was his custom. And he went to the closest one that he was near. The one he was near is the one he went to every Sabbath. And he set an example for us. If we come to church and bring our children and grandchildren with us and our family who will come, they will hear about the word and children will grow up knowing the Lord. It's the greatest gift we can give our children and our grandchildren. The church, the gathering together in the name of Jesus to hear his word, to worship him, to love one another, to serve one another, that is our job and that is our duty. And Jesus said, keep my commandments. And his commandments are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Right after church, right after this gathering, this worship service, we're going to have our annual meeting. And we're praying that the Lord guides us, that we would do the work of his gathering, the work of his people that he's called us to do. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you've called us together to worship you, to hear your word, to grow closer together, to love and support one another, Father. Oh, Jesus, put in our hearts your love that you have toward your people. Put your love in our hearts, Father, that we can love one another, serve one another, love you and serve you, and be all that you have called your church to be. And we ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen.